Joining us now in studio, we have a trio of guests. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. I'm just, this is last radio show, I think, of the month, and so I have the pleasure of being able to invite in some people to talk about different subject areas. And so I'm just really pleased to have Chris Heineman here with us and Nate Carlson, also both from Community and Economic Development Office, I would say. And they are our primary duo that are out there working with our business community. And wanted to just have them in here to talk a little bit about what's happening with economic development in the city.
Sounds good to me. Why don't you swing that on over? We'll talk once again with Chris and Nate. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate you being here. Let's talk about some economic development. It's construction season. You know, we have winter and road construction, and really it's been exactly that. It went right from winter. The next day it was summer, and all of a sudden a lot of construction projects are beginning. Why don't we start off by getting kind of up to date with some of the projects that are going on right now. I guess we can start with right across the street here. We have our hotel. We're seeing they're getting the exterior on right now, and it looks like things are moving along.
That's right, Jeff. The actual Marriott Fairfield Inn and Suites project has been a year in the making right now. We actually started construction about this time, actually in late May of 2017. So there were some delays initially, but they have been moving along actually during the winter. I think I may have mentioned this on an earlier program. A little different construction technique in building a lot of the utilities along with the floors of the project. So despite the outside exterior looking as a shell for quite some time, the inside was moving along quite quickly. So it is actually now finally coming together. I think people driving by are seeing the actual skin go on, the actual ephes go onto the shell, and the windows are in, and some of those things are starting to look like a real hotel.
Like a hotel. All right. That's going to be a real nice addition, I think, to downtown Northfield. Another project coming downtown, just right down the street here, we have the Reunion, which used to be J. Grundy's Rubenstein. It's going to be called the Reunion, a new restaurant. Moving on, and talked with one of the people who are developing that the other day, and they've got a few hurdles to go through. Whenever you get an old building, you just never know. That building's about, well, I don't know, maybe 130 years old, roughly, somewhere in that neighborhood, but things are moving along there.
Absolutely. Long history there. We've had discussions going on since, I think, November with some of the facade improvements on the exterior. Of course, it's in our National Historic Downtown Preservation District, so there has been some review. A certificate of appropriateness is actually going through its final step this Thursday at our HPC, Heritage Preservation Commission meeting. But and the actual interior, you've seen the demo initially that has been taking place for about almost 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And the building permit was submitted. The final building permit was submitted about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It is back, and our building official will be signing off on that this week for the next phase is moving forward.
You know, that whole process, we do have historic buildings here in town. They need to be preserved. And I know there is a set process to go through if you want to renovate one of the buildings downtown. Is it very complicated? I mean, is it easier said than done? Because you've got a lot of different laws and codes and everything all going into try to wrap into one new building.
I think it depends is probably the answer there, but okay. if you're doing a complete renovation, such as the Reunion project with three separate buildings, you get into complete code compliance with all of it. You're looking at both your health and safety, fire safety, and those type of things. Openings between buildings that have been compromised over the years must be fixed. You've got ADA accessibility requirements that come into play when you're doing that level of a renovation. So it basically becomes a brand new building when you're actually expanding the scope to that type of renovation. The historic review process is fairly streamlined and straightforward. It's a certificate of appropriateness, and it really applies just to the exterior facade improvements. The interior renovations are not applicable to that. It's really about maintaining the historic integrity of our downtown.
All right. Once again, we are talking with Chris Heidemann and Nate Carlson from the City of Northfield. We're talking some economic development. Nate, let's turn things over to you. You know, I know you. We have dealt here at KYMM with you and some projects that we've had here with our sign and renovations here. Let's talk about some of the things that are available through economic development, some of the grants and such that you might have available. What is going on there now?
So we've been rather busy in 2018 with micro-grants. KYMN received one in 2017, but as of this year, we've given out three micro-grants, totaling about $15,000 to Northfield Yarn, Northfield Physical Therapy, and Hotspot Music. Now, they're all different projects, but for the most part, it's an increase in the business, whether it be an expansion, remodel, et cetera. But we find that the micro-grant is highly utilized, and it's a really good program. And we're actually looking at kind of changing some of the criteria. So I'd be looking at that coming out in the next couple of months.
Now, for the criteria, is that what is it about the criteria you would change? Just the use of the things you could use it for? Or?
Just making it a little bit more clear to the applicant what the committee is looking for.
Okay.
We've just had some troubles communicating back and forth with an applicant about exactly what the criteria are trying to explain. So we're trying to make that just a little more clear on the front end so the applicant understands our process.
Let's talk about some of the economic development, some of the interest here in Northfield. Now, I know you probably can't talk about specific companies and such, or maybe you can, but we won't put you on the spot there. But what are some of the things that you see coming up as far as development here in Northfield?
Well, certainly opportunities with the colleges. I mean, they're always looking to improve themselves, but you know, I've had multiple being a St. Olaf alumni, I think there's a great opportunity to potentially incentivize some new entrepreneur development with the colleges. I know the NEC director, Chris Willock, has been working with some interns and with St. Olaf, and I think that's a really good opportunity going forward that the EDA could have a part of is kind of promoting entrepreneurial development maybe through the colleges.
Okay. All right. Chris, do you see anything else as far as development goes? What would you like to see? Are there some priorities within that that department?
Well, I think one of the key priorities is actually, you know, expanding our commercial and industrial tax base. That is both indicated in the city's strategic plan. It's actually the first initiative under economic development in the city's strategic plan. It's also the EDA went through a strategic planning process last year as well, and that basic expansion of our commercial and industrial tax base is a key priority for the EDA as well.
Now, we've got, of course, the northwest area is, there's some development going on there with the new hospital, our project next to the hospital, put on by the
Benedictines.
Yeah, I want to say Good Samaritans, one of those.
The
Benedictines. How's everything going with that? Are they on schedule? Everything going through the, right now they're still going through the process, correct?
Right, right. Actually, the so the internal staff review of the permitting process, the actual site plan, was completed just last week, and there were some recommended final changes to the stormwater management plan and a few other things. Those are being incorporated into the actual building design plans. So we are anticipating that building permit, the final permit, to be submitted within the next 1 to 2 weeks. On the legal side, you know, there's a number of shared access agreements with the utilities, the actual the stormwater ponds that are on site, both on the hospital site and the pipes in the ground that actually carry that stormwater to those ponds. The actual road, hospital road, and some of those other things that are going to be shared between the public sector, the city hospital, and then the private development. Those development agreements are nearing completion. We've had back and forth communication with initially the primary developer, Yannick Companies, and then now with Benedictine Health Systems underwriting the entire project and becoming the principal owners of the project. Some of those agreements have had to be adjusted in the last few weeks, and so that's nearing completion as well. Time-wise, they are anticipating moving forward yet this summer, early this summer. Hopefully, the permit will be submitted within the next 1 or 2 weeks and completed in a timely fashion so they can actually get started in June, at least with preliminary grading in June.
All right. All right. Seems like things are moving along there. The rest of that area, you know, Mayor, maybe, I don't know, one of you can jump in if you want to, but as far as the development goes, that seems to be kind of a hot spot if we're going to have new development or a new region. And I know you've recently appointed a task force on looking into that site and developing some guidelines. Where are we at there? Have they started to meet yet, or...?
Yeah, that group has been meeting, Jeff, and has really been reviewing. An RFP went out for a request for responses to some questions that the group really felt needed to be answered in order to move forward in really putting forward or getting to that common vision. Because really, you need a vision that can be supported by the EDA, the Planning Commission, and the Council. All three entities will have decision-making authority, and really, so there's... count that, that's 21 people with very diverse viewpoints, right? And so our process advisory committee really has a significant, some great leaders around the table, and are really vetting that process, looking at consultants, going out, and I think we're in the process right now of potentially having some consultants come in, give us their insight, their viewpoint on the questions that we put together, what's the best way forward. So the group is really continuing to evaluate and do their due diligence to find a way forward that will work for Northfield, because we are unique, right? We are a very active, engaged community, and I think we have to work a whole lot harder at finding that common vision because we have such diverse viewpoints around economic development in the community. But I'm really confident that we can find a way forward. So that's still in process.
All right. Once again, we are talking economic development. Gentlemen, we've got about a minute or so. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Any other projects or things going on within the city?
Well, I will just add, we've certainly seen quite a large increase in actual renovation permits. And so one of those, obviously, with... right in the midst of our street project, we've got Econo Foods going through about a $3 million renovation project, pretty significant. Another grocery-related renovation is just kicking off a fundraising campaign with the co-op, and that's actually a similar size complete renovation as proposed initially. They have some financing efforts to get through, but could be another kind of anchor project on the south end of the downtown area. We have a new bank that is going forward with project development along Highway 3, Clinton Lane area. Mm-hmm. The final building permit hasn't been submitted for that, but the planning process was approved earlier this spring.
Do you think they'll break ground this spring?
That's anticipated, yes.
Sure. Yeah, I know the architect. This spring, I guess it's summer.
right, exactly. The architect has been working closely with our city planner on the final touches on that plan, so I believe it's coming forward very soon.
All right, so we'll start seeing even more. We're seeing a lot of construction right now, even more coming our way, but the town continues to transform. All right. Thank you, two, and thank you, three, for coming in. Mayor, you, as always, Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Nate Carlson and Chris Heineman from the city. Thanks. You're listening to KYMN Northfield, Minnesota. We are a friend that you can count on, have been since 1968.